Hello, I'm Chris Lisher, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel, an intelligent, lively discussion on astrology, art, and adventure. Timing is everything, and as the great wheel turns, we are best prepared when we are best informed. Join me as I explore the current planetary alignments and offer insights for coping with change. Educational, informative, enlightening, the Turning of the Wheel is a welcome pause in your daily swirl of constant change. Through intelligent discourse, inspired guests, and educational segments, I will help to enlighten your knowledge of astrology and guide you to accept change as the great wheel of life turns. Call in with your questions and speak with some of the greatest visionaries in the time-tested practice of astrology. Turning of the Wheel, Astrology, Art, and Adventure with Chris Lisher, each Thursday, live, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, on Contact Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turning of the Wheel. My name is Chris Lisher. We got a wonderful show today. This is a show about astrology, art, and spiritual adventure. And, you know, we never know what we're going to have in those days, but we're always going to have a variety of one of those three things. And today we're going to be talking about astrology. And it's a wonderful topic we have today. My guest is Maria DeSimone, and we're going to be talking about the solar return. The solar return is significant for every one of us because it happens at least once a year. What it means is that when the sun returns to the exact degree where it was at the time of your birth, for example, if you were born at 12 degrees, if the sun was at 12 degrees Aries when you were born in 1952, and all of a sudden the sun is back there in the year 2008, you take a glimpse, a snapshot of what that picture looks like, and you see where the rest of the planets are in your chart in the houses in which they are, and it kind of gives you a good indication of where your life is going to be coming up for the next year. It's very, very accurate, and it's a wonderful way of predicting what's going on. Before we get on to my guest, who's on the line right now, I understand, I just want to run down a few quick things with you, if I could, about what's going on in the world today. We have four of the major transpersonal planets are in retrograde, and so that's from Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, and Jupiter are all in retrograde motion right now. And Pluto's at 28 degrees retrograde of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius is a great sign for sort of these lofty political ideas that we see coming out of Denver these days, and it's very relevant that, you know, sort of there's a change at foot there. And I think that what we're going to see over the next few months, getting into January and December, then December, January, and February and beyond, is an enormous shift, an enormous change with regard to the whole political structure. I'm not going to say what that's going to be, but I can tell you it's going to be significant change. And it might not quite be what we have in mind. I don't want to be a naysayer. I don't want to be anyone that predicts anything at this point in time. I want people to be aware of the fact that, you know, some of these changes are evident. Now, about 6 or 7 months ago, we talked about the power of Pluto and how it rips down, huge institutions whenever it gets into the sensitive degrees of a cardinal sign. Well, when Pluto was back in 0 degrees Capricorn, we are now seeing the manifestation of that in many of the world orders, especially with regard to Russia and China and the tensions that's heating up over there. So these are just things I want you to be aware of. Neptune's at 22 degrees Aquarius retrograde. Uranus is at 21 degrees Pisces retrograde. Saturn is holding steady at 11 degrees Virgo, and Jupiter's at 12 degrees Capricorn retrograde. I sound like a traffic announcer, I know, talking about the expressway traffic, but these are the expressway traffic in the universe, and this is the way the planets are driving today. So, without further ado, I want to get my guest on. Her name is Maria DeSimone, and she's a wonderful guest, and she's had a great deal of experience working with the solar return, and I'd like to welcome her to Turning of the Wheel today. Maria, welcome to the Turning of the Wheel.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Well, I gave people a brief interview, an introduction, rather, I should say, of what the solar return is all about. But since you're far better versed at it than I, why don't you go elaborate a little bit more about the significance of the solar return and how it really plays out for each of us every year?
I would love to.
Great.
Well, basically, a solar return is a chart that's erected every year for the time that the transiting sun returns to the exact position of your natal sun.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens for all of us once a year. It happens either the day before, the day of, or the day after your birthday.
And you got a 3-day span there where that sun gets back to the same spot.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So this is part of the reason why it's important to have your proper solar return cast, because you can't always assume that it happens on your birthday every year.
Right. People often have that misconception, I think.
Yes, yes. And another element to the solar return chart is that it is cast for the location that you are in at the moment of your solar return every year. So that can change every year, or it can change if you've moved, if you happen to be on vacation during your birthday
right.
time. it is important to, in my opinion, use that location because the energy that imprints from the sun onto you, I think, has the most power if you use the location that you, your body, is at during that
right.
time.
So it's critical to know the location. If you're in a new location, many people are not where they were when they were born. Oftentimes we move to different places, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And it's also where the other planets in your chart are at that time because they are not going to be aligned the same way they were at your birth.
No, they're not. And for the solar return chart, it's read very similar to a natal chart. The main difference, though, is that we're not concerned as much with the signs. We're concerned with the houses of the planets.
The houses, where the action takes place.
Where the action takes place. We obviously, the most important planet is the sun because this is a solar return. And it sets up what I call a theme chart for the year. And it's a really good overview. If you look at nothing else, if you don't look at transits or progressions or solar arc directions for the year, and you just look at that solar return chart, it gives you a taste of what major themes a person is likely to encounter during that year.
Now, which planets do you look at in particular, aside from the sun?
Well, I look at all of the planets. You read the solar return chart just like you would a natal chart.
Right. So when you're looking for what's coming up in the year ahead, what are the key planets you're looking for? You're looking for the personal planets. You're looking for the mundane planets that are further out.
I'm always looking at the sun, the house position of the sun, the aspects that the sun makes to other planets.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be different for everyone. That shows where you're basically shining a light for that year, the big news for the year. Now, the moon in the solar return chart will show areas of fluctuation that you can expect for the coming year. What is going to change? So,
now, let me ask you a question before you go on. Maria, is the sun going to, when the sun returns to its solar position, like say you were born at 12 degrees Aries, your sun is at 12 degrees Aries, and the sun returns to 12 degrees Aries, is that not going to be in the same house it was initially?
No, every year it's going to be in a different house.
Okay.
There are years that your solar return chart will actually mimic your natal chart very closely.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are years when, let's say you have the sun natally in the seventh house, then the solar return year when that sun is in the seventh house again, you're kind of emphasizing all of those natal seventh house sun issues that you have. They will come to the forefront. But it's not the case that every year the sun is going to be in that house that it was natally.
I see. Good. I wanted to clarify that for everyone.
Yeah, sure. So another important element to look at in a solar return chart is the ascendant. Because the ascendant, the ruler of the ascendant, whatever planet that is, where the ruler of the ascendant in your solar return chart is going to also signify some important themes and events that might be happening. So really, once you kind of just put in your head that you're reading a birth chart, and don't even worry that it's a solar return chart. You're reading a birth chart, and you're just looking at themes, and you're focusing on the houses and the aspects more than the signs. It's a very simple tool for astrologers to use. Another important aspect to the solar return chart is when a solar return planet happens to fall on the exact degree or near the exact degree of a natal planet, or
mm-hmm.
One of your natal angles. That's extremely important. For example, if, let's say, solar return, let's say your solar return midheaven, you've got natal Venus that is almost right at the top of that chart, so your solar return midheaven for the year. That shows some very nice things possibly happening for you career-wise, Venus at the top of your chart for the year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Listen, we've got a caller here. We've got to see if we can get the caller on. We've got a quick question here. Gigi's calling from Kansas City. Go ahead, Gigi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. This must be glams.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. What's your question, Gigi?
Well, I would love to have some astrological insight. I just want to press delete and restart my entire life, and I'm real excited to do that, but I'm also kind of scared, and I would love some insight.
Okay, well, what's your birthday?
My birthday is April 18th,
okay.
1963.
Okay.
I was born in El Paso, Texas.
Okay.
At 2:13 p.m.
Okay, 2:13 p.m. Great. Just give us a few minutes to work that up, and we'll get to you about that. In the interim now, so the sort of stuff that you're looking for, Gigi, you are going through some major changes in your life right now, and you're beginning to see you know, some changes coming down in your life, and you want some advice as to which way to go.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get her birth time.
Birth time is 2:13 p.m.
2:13 p.m., and that's April 18th, 1953, correct?
April 18th in El Paso, Texas. The
oh,
old
absolutely.
Town.
Absolutely.
Okay,
I've been to El Paso. It's a hot city.
Oh, yeah. It's hot. My daddy was in the Air Force. I was born at an Army hospital.
Oh, I see. So you did a lot of traveling then.
Well, I have. I have. I've actually lived in the same place now for 20 years. I was not like an Air Force brat or anything, but mm-hmm. I've had a lot of adventures in my life, and I just want to be free, and I want to get to be me, and I want to start over. And
well, that sounds like a pretty normal thing to want. Many people are in the same boat, and they all seem to want to be have that privilege of being, you know, sort of free and unencumbered. You must
Absolutely.
Be at a point in your life where you're feeling as if you have that due to you.
Yes, yes, I do. I do. I'm really excited. I'm really scared. I'm also a bit sad that this part of my life is over, but I am really looking forward to moving on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw you with an Aries sun, obviously, an Aquarius moon, and a Virgo rising.
Yay!
Does that sound right to you?
Yes, yes.
Now I see Cancer moon.
Yeah, so you know what else? You've got Aquarius moon?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. One of the things that you're going to notice over the next coming year is that you're going to have Saturn coming down over your rising sign. And what that's going to indicate is it can be a little bit difficult because it can indicate a time of enormous change because your ascendant sort of is the clothes you wear and sort of what you project out to the world. And when Saturn comes through your ascendant, Saturn's all about responsibility. You might find yourself doing some pretty laborious mundane tasks that you really don't want to do, that you have to do, and it may also have you maybe sort of force you to do some, you know, reevaluation of your health and your health issues if you have any, or maybe taking on a new diet or addressing a new way of approaching your health and your health welfare going forward.
Okay.
Maria, do you have any insight, further insight?
I think I unfortunately have her wrong birth information. I have a Cancer moon showing, so
okay.
I don't want to waste your time on doing her chart over, but
did
you
she
have
maybe
Mercury
think it was 10:13
in Aries at 1 degree?
It's PM.
PM.
Okay,
perhaps
do you have, Chris, do you have a chart that says Mercury in Aries at 1 degree?
No.
I have a chart that says Mercury at 16 degrees.
Okay, I have a completely different chart, so I don't want to waste your time on this, but...
We can talk to what she's got. So I do think that if she has Virgo rising...
Yeah.
She definitely is going to have the issue of Saturn coming down on her ascendant. Now, what do you typically see with Saturn, Maria? What's your take on that?
Saturn coming over the ascendant is a very important time in your life because it does herald a whole new beginning. You've been internalizing all the restrictions that you've had for a long time, and it's almost like you're ready to set yourself free. I'm not sure the degree of your Virgo rising, but we have a new moon in Virgo coming up that could also amplify this new beginning that you have along with the Saturn over your ascendant. So
yeah.
it's interesting how you're redefining the basic structure of who you are, the basic structure of your identity. And so I think that you've done this work. You've done it pretty much when Saturn was in your 12th house going over your ascendant, and now you're ready to show the world what you've worked on. Does that make sense, Chris?
Yeah, that's what you're feeling the sense of. I think this is what you're feeling the sense of wanting to break loose, and you have this sense of wanting to sort of reinvent yourself.
Absolutely.
Either geographically or with regard to relationship or even to what even your demeanor and your physical presence. You may want to change your hairstyle. You may want to shift the way you look. You may want to change any number of things. It's sort of a time to, begin again is really what it is. So Saturn gets a bad rap in astrology oftentimes because people always think of it as being a planet that is unkind or pushes you through hard times. And it can do that, but my view on this has always been that anytime there's stress or hardship in the planet, in the chart rather, it's an opportunity to grow. And anytime you're growing, you're doing something that's a positive. So even though it may be a little bit difficult, you know, it's kind of like, you know, outgrowing your clothes when you're a kid, even though it's difficult maybe to accept it, you do have a chance to reinvent yourself and sort of get on that new costume and become something new, which can be very exciting if you do it with the knowledge ahead of time.
Absolutely, yes. Well, I wonder if you guys can see a good time that I perhaps might sit down with my husband and say, thank you, and I'll be moving on now. I mean, is it closer to right now? Is it closer to the end of the year?
I don't have your chart in front of me, but I know with that new moon in Virgo, it's a new beginning for you personally, and it will certainly affect your relationship because the first and seventh house is a relationship axis. And it's
yes.
typically a time of new beginnings. New beginnings can mean the ending of a relationship if it's for your highest good.
Mm-hmm. Other things you could look at is you want to see where Uranus is in your chart because that could indicate a sudden change. You know, there's always that ability to change. And Uranus right now is opposing. It's at 21 degrees Pisces, and it's opposing your ascendant. So it's also bodes well for with regard to sort of reevaluating your relationships.
Okay. That's awesome.
So, you know, timing is everything, and it does help to be forewarned and to be forearmed with regard to how you make decisions. You know, you don't want to live your life totally with regard to astrology. It certainly does help you make important decisions and brings to light, the ability to foresee a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to do it right.
I want to do it right.
I want to do it perfect. I know that I'm not going to be able to do everything right, and it's certainly not going to be perfect. It's going to be actually quite devastating to my family, but I think in the end everybody will be all right.
I'm sure people will be all right. You know, these things do happen. It's very common. I think what you want to do is really ask yourself long, hard questions, and I suspect maybe you have over a course of many years, long, hard questions about whether the risk is worth it or is it worthwhile to sort of, you know, try to repair things and slug it out.
Well, I think I've been with my husband since I was 15 years old, so I definitely have been here for the long haul, so I'm pretty sure I'm done. I'm not pretty sure. I am sure I'm done.
Yeah. Well, only you know that, so... the best thing to do is to contact myself and Maria offline and get a real professional reading where you get a lot more detail with regard to what you can do. It's difficult for us in this sort of a forum to get into much detail because of the fact that it just requires a lot more research. And
sure.
There's many, many angles in astrology and many, many things to consider, as Maria will attest. And
right.
It's just difficult to do that. But I think suggest if you contact. Now, Maria has a wonderful website. Maria, what's your website?
It's www.insightfulastrology.com.
Insightfulastrology.com. And you can contact, you have a direct link to your email there, so anybody who wants to get a hold of Maria can do that there. And mine is www.chrisflisher.com. So I hope that helped you a little bit, Gigi. You know, it's going to be a tough haul, but you never know what you're going to come up against. And it's always wise to be forearmed so that you can be forewarned so that you can be forearmed.
Absolutely. Anything worth going through is worth going through, and I'm okay with that.
Point. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You guys take care. Thank
we will.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. So, Maria, I want to get back to the topic of the solar return because this is something that you are especially well-known for.
Yeah.
And some of the other questions I have, so, like, you find once you discovered where the initial return of the sun is, the exact degree, you look at the house, and then what are the other significant indicators that you look for? You said you look for the ascendant, which would indicate sort of the way the person is presenting themselves. Also, the midheaven would indicate where they were with regard to career, right, I suspect.
Right, and you're going to look at the ascendant, whatever sign the ascendant is in, you want to look back to that natal chart and compare where that ascendant falls in your natal chart.
I see.
Almost
compare
like
that.
Doing a synastry reading with yourself.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so you look and you see what are you most focused on.
Mm-hmm.
It's your whole personality, your projection, and you do that. And you just, it just flows. You go on and on. I would love to, with the next caller possibly, pull up that person's solar return chart just to illustrate a little bit of it. I apologize for not getting the other caller's birth information right.
Right, right.
But,
well, why don't you pull up mine for that while we're talking here, and you can work at that on the side. If you want to write it down, we can always talk about it. My birthday is 4/1/52. I'm an old-timer. 4/1, April 1st, 1952. I know, I've heard all the jokes about being an April Fool, so spare me. And then my birth time is 4:31 p.m.
Okay.
And that's in Meriden, Connecticut, M-E-R-I-D-E-N, Connecticut.
Okay.
So you can work that up, and then in the meantime, we'll continue to take calls if we get any, or we continue to talk
where
about
was, subjects. Where was your last solar return, Chris?
My last solar return was in 2000.
No.
Seven.
What city and state were you in? Where were you?
I live outside of Boston, so you can use Boston as the location.
As the location for your solar return.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what we're talking about today is the solar return. The solar return, and my guest is Maria DeSimone. Her website is insightfulastrology.com, and she is a specialist in the solar return. The solar return is a significant indicator of for astrological reasons because it brings you back to the sun is at the exact degree where it was when you were born, when it returns. So the sun transits, what we call transiting, meaning that it moves throughout the universe around the whole astrological cycle, the old zodiacal wheel, until it returns to the degree at which you were born. When it returns to that degree, every year it does right around your birthday, a day before, a day after. Within that time frame, it returns to the exact degree. And what's important is that it doesn't always land in the same house as it did when you were born. And it also indicates where the other planets in your chart are and where they are and what houses they are in. Because there's where they are landing, that's going to indicate sort of the type of year that you have coming forward.
Right. Now, Chris, I have your solar return in front of me, so if you're ready to discuss it a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. We'll go into a little detail just to get an idea for...
Have you looked at your own solar return for the past year?
I haven't looked at it recently, no.
You haven't? Okay. Well, you do have the sun in the 12th house for the year.
The sun in the 12th house.
The sun is in the 12th house, so it does indicate that it's more of a behind-the-scenes year for you. However, you know very well that you have to synthesize the whole of the chart.
Absolutely.
But what contradicts that behind-the-scenes, I see you're doing some behind-the-scenes work. You're probably doing some behind-the-scenes writing because or communications because Mercury is also in your 12th house and Venus. So I wouldn't be surprised if you were working in solitude, doing some more writing projects or something having to do with art or communication. But what strikes me as really interesting is that your solar return ascendant for the year is 27 degrees Aries, very closely conjunct to your natal Jupiter, okay? So
that conjuncts my natal Jupiter at, my natal Jupiter, no, it opposes, right? My natal Jupiter is at 23 degrees, right? You're right, okay, gotcha.
So yep. Your natal Jupiter is 23 degrees Aries, so your solar return ascendant is basically conjunct your natal Jupiter. And that shows that this is going to be a year of tremendous expansion and personal growth for you.
Oh, that's great. Now what house does that fall in, Maria?
What house does what fall in?
They're both, the Jupiter is conjunct the ascendant at 27 degrees of Aries.
Yeah, so your natal Jupiter is conjunct solar return ascendant for the year.
Okay.
But the theme continues because your solar return midheaven is about 14 degrees Capricorn, and you have solar return Jupiter conjunct midheaven in your solar return chart. So this shows a phenomenal career year for you as well. There's a lot of growth and expansion in the personal development sense as well as the career sense. A lot of changes for you in friendships and groups that you belong to. A lot more involvement. And some fluctuations because your moon is...
Now, that all bodes very well because it seems that it's exactly where I'm headed in my life right now, so it makes perfect sense. This is why these things are very valid for anyone listening. If anybody wants to call in, you can at 1-877-230-3062. We're talking about solar returns today, and we can Maria can easily do a quick chart on you if we have the proper information. We need the birth date, the birth time, and the birth year, and the birthplace, rather. And... if we have those three things, birth date, birth time, and birth place, we can work up a nice solar chart, solar return chart for you and get an indication of what's coming up in the coming year. And the reason it's significant is because what it does is it reflects where the sun is going to be and the planets and how they align with each other for the coming year. So it's very accurate, very valid, and it's a good way for predicting sort of what the year has in store for you.
Absolutely.
In addition to the solar return, Maria, what else do you see with regard to, for other people, as significant placements? What other planets are significant? I mean, Jupiter is always significant because it brings a sense of expansion to wherever it touches. But also you've got Mars in there, which is a key planet with regard to motivation. Where does my solar return Mars appear?
Your solar return Mars is extremely important this year because it rules your solar return ascendant. Your solar return ascendant is Aries, so ruled by Mars. And your solar return ruler, Mars, is in the third house. And here's something interesting for you, Chris. It is at about 11 degrees Cancer, which is conjunct your natal Uranus. Now, this is a lot of shakeups happening for you in communications. Lots of fluctuations, but it's very close to that nadir. So it looks like there could be some unpredictable domestic things happening, maybe some argumentativeness. It's not really very peaceful always when you have Uranus and Mars tightly conjunct. And
right, because so Uranus is a very can often be a very sudden. Uranus tends, even though it's a slow-moving planet and considered to be what's considered to be a mundane planet, it is the planet that brings about sudden change. And sudden change can manifest itself in positive ways, and it can also manifest itself in negative ways. People often associate Mars as being aggressive and angry and sort of, sort of that. I associate Mars with a great sense of determination, willpower, motivation, action. And I think that sudden action, a sudden shift in action could be manifest as a result of that as well. So it could be either way.
It could be. It depends on how you're using the energy on a conscious
Absolutely.
Level.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very valid point. And I often like to, when I talk with my clients, I very often like to say that, the energy of Mars, or any energy for that matter, when it's coming towards you and you see it as, which could be potentially, negative or have, great potential for change there, it's how you harness that and turn it back on. It's the same thing with a Saturn return. Saturn returns happens every about 28 to 29 years. People often fear that when they do it, when they talk about astrology, but it's the same method. As you use that energy in a positive format, you're able to turn that into something very nice. And it's the stress factor that gets you to motivate. That stress factor is very critical.
Right.
It's like if we didn't have April 15th, we wouldn't get our taxes done. If the train didn't leave at 6 o'clock.
It grounds you. Exactly. But going back to Mars, what I love about Mars is it's where you're brave. And I love the courage of Mars.
I do, too.
I mean, you're an Aries, so I know you appreciate that on a personal level. I have Aries planets in my chart, Aries rising, so I love that, daring to go where no one else will, that boldness.
That's right. Which can oftentimes be very good, but a little time scary sometimes, but that's okay. Listen, we've got another caller. I want to get the caller on before we go for our commercial break. Yvonne is on. Why don't you go ahead, Yvonne? What's your question?
Hi. I just would like a solar return.
Okay,
Ivana, we'll start with your birth information first.
Okay, July 1st.
Okay. Year?
1948.
And I need to know the time you were born.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, and the location of your birth?
Wahiwa, Hawaii.
Can you please spell that?
It's on the island of Oahu, W-A-H-I-A-W-A.
Oahu, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So if you could hang on the phone, Yvonne, it'd be awesome.
Sure.
We can go for take our commercial break right now while Maria works up that chart. If you could just hang on, we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with your results. How's that?
Sounds wonderful.
As the world shrinks and our barriers come down, diverse cultures are striving for harmony, balance, and peace. To ease the transition, we need to expand with color, light, and tolerance. Now, you can become a global citizen and embrace the color and clear spirit with the divine artwork of the mandala. Mandalas are a timeless artistic offering for creating unity, harmony, and peace. My name is Chris Fisher, and I've spent years creating mandalas, and they are now available online at www.chrisfisher.com. Come and experience the world of color, form, and function with t-shirts, coffee mugs, note cards, and limited edition prints. These vibrant, lively paintings and products express optimism, oneness, and spiritual balance for all who use them at www.chrisfisher.com. www.chrisfisher.com. and enter a world of possibility and color. What is your destiny? Where are you going? What is your real purpose? Do you know? Do you want to know? Of course you do. It's your duty to yourself. We are all here for a reason, and we all have great potential. Discover all of this and more with a professional astrology reading. My name is Chris Fisher, and I can help you. Discover your strengths and work on your weaknesses and live your life to its fullest capacity. Based on your birthday, birthplace, and birth time, an authentic astrology reading will allow you to live your life to the fullest and reveal your true purpose. Only real astrology can give you real information. It is your destiny, and it is your path. Write me at chris@chrisfisher.com and book a reading today. Or call me, 978-264-0668. That's 978-264-0668. www.chrisflisher.com.
Be part of the show. Call now at contacttalkradio.com at 1-877-230-3062.
Okay, everybody, we're back on Turning of the Wheel. We have Yvonne, who's calling from
Washington.
From Washington, and we're going to do her solar return right now. Maria's had a chance to work that up, and hopefully we'll be able to get you some information with regard to what you can expect for the year coming up.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Okay, so in order to do your solar return chart now, I just need to know what your current location is or where you were at your last birthday.
My last birthday, I was in Monroe, Washington.
Okay, please spell that. It's a little difficult to hear you.
M-O-N-R-O-E.
Monroe, Washington.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm now, your last solar return happened on June 30th, 2008. So you see, it happened before your birthday, technically. And I'm pulling that up right now. And it's interesting that your sun in the solar return chart, now I'm not looking at your natal chart, I'm just talking to you about your solar return chart, but we can certainly go back if there's time. Your sun in your solar return chart is in the fifth house, and it is very closely aligned to Venus, which is the planet of love, as you know. And the fifth house is all about romance. So there is an indication that if you are not in a relationship, this would only apply if you're not in a relationship, that a very satisfying relationship is coming to you over the next year. If you are already in a committed partnership, there could be a temptation to stray, or there might be someone interested in you, but you would not act on that unless you were already unhappy in your relationship. So are you in a committed partnership, or are you dating?
No, I am not in a relationship right now.
Okay. Well, I'm not looking at anything else other than your solar return chart. So to corroborate this, we would need to look at your transit from your natal chart and the progression. But I will tell you that it comes up very strongly that there is the potential this year for a new romance.
I'm definitely open to it.
And it's fun. It would be very fun. It would be extremely stimulating to your creative self. This person would bring out a creative side in you. And you know what? I just went back to your birth chart, Yvonne, and your birth chart kind of says the same thing, because you've got Leo rising and you've got Aquarius on the descendant. Now, Aquarius on the descendant at about 20 degrees, we just had a lunar eclipse back in August that hit your ascendant-descendant axis, which signals a strong culmination happening for you in relationships. I would not be surprised if between now and the next eclipse series in February, I wouldn't be surprised if the timing of you meeting someone new happens around then.
Okay.
It's showing that a relationship will be coming to you.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward to. And this is something that's really valid. You know, you've got to look at these things and understand the validity here, because there's a great deal of depth that you can pull from this, and you need to be mindful of, because I think what you're going to see is a significant change, and being mindful of this, I think, will allow you to be more open to possibilities coming your way, which you might ordinarily ignore.
Right.
So it's good to be mindful.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Yvonne. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
It's very valid. It's very interesting to watch this stuff unfold, because it really it gives you a great sense of purpose, I think, when people begin to see how this works and how accurate it is. I mean, the accuracy I've always found is fascinating. I mean, I work with transits in my clients every day, and I love working with the daily transits more than anything else, and the progressions. But I'll tell you, I think it's just fascinating, especially when you see certain planets begin to take over like this. Now, the ascendant, I think, is a key significator, because it really does project the sort of energy that you have. We do go through changes, you know. Yeah. All of us act differently. We don't act the same today as we did 30 years ago. We don't look the same today 30 years ago, regrettably. But it depends on how old you are, of course. Yeah, you don't want to be a four-year-old. But, you know, the thing is that we do change, and the astrology chart sort of maps that and reflects it as we go around and through these different planets. What are some of the other significant things that the solar return brings to light, Maria?
Okay, the solar return, you know, especially when you're looking at the sun, it's where your focus. It's really what is important to you all year long. So if you just look at that sun placement and the aspects that the sun makes, you know what is so important to a person in that solar return chart for the coming year. And our last caller, Yvonne, didn't even care about anything else that I had to say. If you were listening, all I told her was about the relationship. She was so happy with that, and she didn't need to know anything else. So it just goes to show that the romance is on her mind. Someone new coming into her life, having fun, pleasure, all of the fifth house activities, that's really front and center on her mind right now. So it's a confirmation of what you are trying to do for the whole year. And I would like to mention, we didn't talk about this, the sacredness of a solar return. And I'm sure you would also appreciate this. If you find out in advance when your solar return is going to occur, the exact date and time, if you can give yourself a little quiet time, light a candle, do a meditation, write down your intentions for the year ahead. It's a very sacred time. It only happens once a year that sun crosses the exact degree of your natal sun. It's the right time to make your birthday wishes. It's not the right time when you get that birthday cake and everyone sings happy birthday to you and you blow out the candles. That's not the time. The time to make your birthday wishes is at your solar return. So I always tell my clients that, and most of them do find out in advance when their solar return is, and they use that as a kind of sacred time for themselves to go within and think about what they want for the year. And knowing what potentially might be happening based on the cycles of the coming year helps them direct the energy with intense power, because that sun is your vital force.
That's fascinating. It really is. I think it is a ritual that we need to adhere to and pay credence to and honor, because it really is a time of rebirth. I mean, you know, everybody makes New Year's resolutions whenever January 1st rolls around,
right.
And it's maybe valid for people on a sort of on a global level to sort of say it's a new beginning, because people like getting the new calendars. But the real New Year for you is the day that you have your solar return. And that's really when you begin to say what the year is before. So you really need to have your sort of your New Year's Eve party on your solar return, I think, don't you?
Yes, that's a great way of looking at it. And another thing is that your solar return chart, there's kind of a going in and going out period. And a lot of astrologers feel that when you have your new solar return, that old solar return chart is kind of finishing up its energy for the first 3 months of your new solar return. I tend to see that. However, if you are working with the energy at a more conscious level, I think that old solar return chart kind of pushes away sooner. If you're avoiding some of the lessons, then I think, yeah, that 3 month window of time is more accurate. If you are being proactive about your work and what you're supposed to be doing, then it's pretty much when you have that birthday. You don't need to worry too much about your last year's solar return and your this year's solar return as well. It's kind of you're moving forward now. So
yeah,
That's something for people to keep in mind.
Yeah, and I think it's an opportunity to sort of, and I think if people look at it this way, you know, we spend so much time and effort in our lives running around trying to lose weight, you know, get makeovers, you know, whatever people end up spending their time on. People seem to be genuinely unhappy sometimes with themselves, and they run around trying to find new ways of creating themselves. The perfect time to do that is a solar return, because it is really a new lease on life. It's a new time. It's a new day. It's a new beginning, and it's very significant symbolically, as Maria mentioned, as well as metaphorically. It's a time to really start over, and it's really, I like the analogy of the New Year's Eve, and the idea of a beginning is especially relevant for that purpose, and I think it's important to understand that. Some of the other things I find to be fascinating is, now what we're talking about is a solar return, and the way the solar return works is that you take the planets at the time that the sun comes back to your initial birthday, and you see how they mask out or map out against your natal planets. It's sort of like we call a synastry. Now, synastry is the combination of two charts together and how the planets of equal kinds or likes map out against each other based on the significant aspects of the astrology chart. So we could have any number of different things could happen. You could have your sun could be squaring your moon. Your sun could be opposing your your Uranus, any of these things are huge with regard to astrology because they indicate huge things. Now, I mentioned earlier Mars. Mars is one of my favorite planets. Well, obviously, I'm an Aries, so it's going to be a big planet for me.
I agree.
I love the fact that it really is, excuse me, one of the indicators for motive. I think if you know what motive is in a person, in their chart, you really have a very good idea of who that person is. I mean, that's what drives them. And drive and motive are really the sort of things that dictate the way the person acts.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, with you, your motive, your Mars is right there in the third house natally, and so is mine, actually. So our motives are very clear. We're all about teaching the world and communicating to the world what we know, and we'll do it assertively. We'll do it aggressively. That's
right. It's all about, I think it's all about communication. It really has been, it's always been a strong component of my chart, which is probably why I'm a writer and an artist and a radio host. It certainly certainly adds up there as to why I am what I am. And you are the same. It's very much the case as to happen. Now, what are some of the other things that are significant that you bring to people when you do the solar return? What are some of the other things that are really big, important moments that you can pick up?
Okay, well, you can follow the solar return. You can follow the transit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you
okay, we've got another guest on the other line. Let's get her on while we can. How's
fantastic.
That? Vicki is calling from New York. Go ahead, Vicki. What's your question?
Hi. Let's see. Could you please tell me in my, I guess, chart what you see for me as far as the new year goes?
Okay.
What's your birth information, Vicki?
It's May 7th, 5760, 1960. I have laryngitis, but I had to call.
Okay.
1960?
Okay. Yeah. So May 7th, 1960, and what time?
12:33 p.m.
12:33 p.m. In what city, Vicki?
In Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Okay. Good spot to be.
Okay.
Give us a few seconds. We'll work that
sure.
out in the meantime. And we'll let Maria go ahead and pull that chart up while I continue to talk about this. So now you are going into a time of your life where you want to get some clarity as to what your solar return will bring. Now, you understand the value of the solar return. It's different than what you might find in the newspapers. It's different than what you might find in a lot of astrology. It gives you insight into the coming year, and it really is a time for you to sort of reach out and sort of reinvent yourself, celebrate where you are in your life, and see what the future holds.
Mm-hmm. Vicki, where were you at your last solar return?
You know, I just tuned in. I'm not sure when the last solar return was.
That was right around your last birthday.
Where was I?
Where were you? Yeah, about May 7th.
Oh, wow. I was just finishing my first year of graduate school to become a social worker, and when I filed for divorce.
Interesting.
I didn't get where what state and city you were in.
Oh, I was here in Long Island, in New York.
You were in Long Island. What town in where in Long Island?
In Manhasset.
In Manhasset, right. That's what I needed to know, because this now casts your solar return chart, so that's why the location is so important. So you were in Manhasset.
Correct.
And your solar return indicates a very big focus on your values. And what an interesting thing, because you are a Taurus. So
mm-hmm.
your whole life is all about learning proper values and how to assimilate that into your energy. And there's a big focus on money, big focus on money for you this year. So
yeah.
Did you say you were filing for divorce?
Yes. In fact, I already filed, and I'm hoping it comes through soon.
Okay, so you're hoping that the divorce will be finalized.
Yes, and money is a big issue right now, so you're right.
Okay, well, here's the good news. You have very good prospects with your solar return chart for money. So I'm assuming that you're waiting for settlement, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You've got the sun, which is the most important planet in the solar return chart, in your second house of income and values and self-worth for the entire
year.
And you have Venus right next to it.
That's a great placement.
Exactly. And Venus, in your solar return chart, it rules the eighth house. Okay, so this is important because the eighth house is your husband's money. It's other people's money. And it's settlements. And this shows me it's a very close conjunction, not that close, it's a few degrees, but it's still important. It's Venus conjunct the sun, and being that your eighth house is ruled by Venus, I am very confident that you're going to get a beautiful settlement,
And
good. The other wonderful thing is that your solar return chart has that Venus as part of a grand trine. There's not one negative aspect to that Venus, which is important to know because your focus is on money this year.
Especially in that second house, right?
Yeah. Oh, she's got Venus trining Pluto. She's got Venus trining Saturn. She can't go wrong.
Good.
That's good. You must. I think what it points out, from what I'm picking up on, is that it shows that you were fairly responsible through this marriage, and that the reward for your responsibility and your hard work and your dedication will come to fruition. Does that seem like it makes sense?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I proceeded with confidence, knowing that I was doing the right thing, and I just kept on praying and having faith because I said, you know, I basically have done everything, and I've played fairly from day one, and, you know, I was just hoping for the best.
Yeah, well, so the reward of your hard work and your playful and your, you know, your sort of diligence and loyalty,
good.
I think, will pan out, to be honest.
It was so hard. It was so hard going to school at the same time and with the kids, you know.
Oh, I can imagine. That's a very difficult challenge. I've done that myself, and I know that how hard that is, and I think that, you know, the time that you put into that will bear itself out. Because, you know, it really is about, you've done some really strong, what I would call Saturn work, you know, being responsible, being sort of diligent and responsible with regard to the marriage and trying to make it work. I know that as a Taurus, you know, you tend to be very loyal. You want things to work. You tend to make your decisions very slowly. And so you probably have given it every shake you possibly can. This is, you know, the best you can do.
Yes, yes. All right, good. So it sounds like it'll be a good year. How about as far as, work goes, or as far as professional life?
Okay, now, did you graduate from college yet?
Well, no, I will not graduate for about another year and a half.
Okay, so right now, whatever work that you're doing is just temporary.
Well, I'm working at an internship for school.
Okay. I am showing, just based on your solar return chart, feeling restricted in work. And this is your daily grind, your daily work, okay?
Right.
I'm showing, as far as your career direction, a powerful transformation. There's a difference between your daily work and between your life direction and your career. Now, I see that you're basically just doing what you have to do at the moment when it comes to work. So you're feeling that crunch. It's not exactly where you want to be. That energy will stay for the year. However, because you are paying your dues right now, this is going to spill over into your life direction where you'll feel that powerful change in your life direction. There's a lot of fluctuation happening right now with your learning. You've got the moon in your third house for the solar return, and earlier in the program I explained that the moon is where you will be going through changes for the next year.
So where do you see the biggest changes?
Right, and I'm not sure if you're either changing schools or taking new classes, or if it's just that the whole change of going to school has been a lot on you emotionally, but you're learning at a very rapid pace right now. You've got Mercury, the planet of communication and learning, right in that third house next to the moon for the solar return year. So trust that everything that you're learning now is going to be for your own good and for your higher purpose. It's just that the rewards are not immediate. Okay, I do see the feeling of limitation, but realize that you do the work. When we're talking about Saturn, you just do the work, and you're someone who has a lot of determination and persistence. So there's no doubt in my mind that you'll just do what you have to do. Okay.
Yeah, that's very much of a Taurus trait. You know, is sort of that steadfast, hard, slow, plodding work. Very diligent, very loyal, very responsible. You're slow to make changes, and so when you do make a change, you really have thought it over very clearly. And you know what we do with astrology is we always want to see more than one. I like to see two to three transit aspects in order to come up with a conclusion. And the fact that you've got three or four really significant ones, I think, is going to be very, is going to work very well in your favor. I would actually love to hear how things turn out with you if you ever get the opportunity to call back sometime.
I would love that.
You know, it did come true. I think it's pretty remarkable, the sort of thing that you have going on.
Wow. Okay. I sort of felt it in my gut. That's why I wanted to call
be optimistic. It looks like your hard work is going to be rewarded. So
Thank you very much
for calling, Vicki. I appreciate it. And hopefully things turn out well. And if they do, give us a call back.
I sure will. Bye-bye.
Okay. That's great. Well, it's interesting how she's got quite a powerful chart going on then.
She really does. Yeah, I mean, there's so much more to talk about her natal chart that we couldn't address, but I didn't want to. I wanted to focus on the solar return just to amplify, show what the power is in the solar return chart. But
absolutely, yeah, that's the way to go.
The natal chart corroborates, and then the transits and the progressions and the solar arc directions, it says the same thing. I agree with you with that rule of three times. It's like three strikes, you're out. But no, three strikes, you're in. Because if you've got something that keeps repeating, you know this is a major issue for that person.
I think it's important to have that. I mean, it's like validation. I even say that with people who I know who go and get psychic readings, and they come back and say, well, I say, you know, get another one. Get it from somebody else. Get validation, because you want to be sure that, you know, you're getting the right information and things are lining up for you as you expect them to, or as you need to get the most information you possibly can. It's pretty valid to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And if you don't like what you hear, you're empowered now. It's not a death sentence. You are empowered to say, okay, what can I do to change this energy?
Exactly. Now, that is a very, very good point that I want to touch on before we go any further, because when as an astrologer, and you go through this yourself, I'm sure, with your clients, when you give somebody news that may not be considered to be positive, or you give them news to be wary of, they need to be able to be empowered, because we all have free will. What astrology does is it gives you the sort of the playing field for where you're about to enter, and you have the ability to turn that energy into either a positive outcome or a negative outcome. That is within your realm.
Right. The last caller, for example, she had Saturn in the sixth house all year. She could choose to be miserable going to work every day and be depressed, or she could choose to say, you know what, this is time to pay my dues, which is what I told her. You just do what you have to do, and don't dwell on the feeling that, oh my gosh, if I have to do one more job like this, I'm going to scream. It's all your perspective. It's all how you look at things, how you choose to work with the energy.
That's very, very critical. I mean, that in itself is probably the most significant piece of advice that any of us can give, is to sort of use the energy that comes your way and see it as a springboard. You know, if you see it as an opportunity to really leap off and change, because, you know, what happens is that when planetary alignments fall into place and they present you with challenges, it is the universe speaking to you directly, saying, okay, it's time to wake up and let's get your act together here. And literally, that's what you need to be doing, and using that energy for that purpose.
Right, right, absolutely. I love astrology. It's the most beautiful language, isn't it?
It really is, and I think it is so remarkably rich with symbology and with accuracy that it's irrefutable. I mean, I've never yet, and I've been trying to prove it wrong all my life, just because I'm a diehard skeptic. You know, it's not that I don't believe it. It's just that I want more valid proof. And, you know, it's sort of that's how I feel about it. And, you know, perhaps many other people feel the same way, that they want to be able to prove it.
That's the nature of astrologers, I think. We are a prove-it type of metaphysician.
Absolutely.
We really need the facts.
Yeah, you do. And it's really critical. Now, Maria, one more time. What's your website so everybody can get to you if they need to?
Oh, wonderful. It's www.insightfulastrology.com.
Okay. And Maria has written the solar return portion of a well-known astrology program, so she's very well-versed in this particular area, and I think it's a very valid predicting tool, especially for making plans. Now, you know, people who are trying to decide, you know, significant things, like we had our caller earlier, I think it was Gigi was her name, who was trying to decide whether or not to get a divorce. Hopefully her husband wasn't listening. But, you know, this is the sort of thing that, you know, knowing this information can serve you very well, because it'll help guide you and provide the sort of the insight and the strength to get through that, because timing really is everything. And, you know, when you come down to it, that's really the secret to the power of astrology, is being able to maximize the transits at the right time and the right place and get that to work for you.
And
it's really critical.
And to know when not to act. Just as important as it is to know when to act, it's to know when to pull back and say, okay, this is not the best time to go and sign a contract or go try to meet someone new.
Or how to avoid an argument with a loved one or whatever. There's plenty of things that it will show you. And it's very valid. I mean, there's been plenty of times when I've looked at my chart in the morning and it said, not a good day to be into an argument, and I will keep my mouth shut, even though I can feel myself bubbling oil over. I mean, you know, these things do happen.
Yeah, and with Mars in the third, it's hard to keep your mouth shut. I know
it's not easy keeping my mouth shut any time, which is why I do this. It's funny. Well, anyway, we've been listening to Turning of the Wheel today. My guest has been Maria DeSimone. She's an astrologer. Her website is insightfulastrology.com. I encourage you to visit there if you want to get more information about your solar return. It'll give you some great information, especially with regard to career planning, child planning, relationship issues, where to invest your money even so far. It can help you very clearly with that. So it's really, really a good thing to have. So, Maria, thank you very much for coming on today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And I'm kind of curious to see what Vicki has to say if she ever calls back sometime.
Oh, yeah.
To see what we've got in the way of information there. Once again, you're listening to Turning of the Wheel. My guest has been Maria DeSimone. Her website is insightfulastrology.com. My name's Chris Flischer, and my website is chrisflischer.com if you need to get an accurate reading there. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next week, and as always, be open to possibilities. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Turning of the Wheel with your host, Chris Flischer. To schedule a reading with me or to order artwork, you may visit my website at www.chrisflischer.com. That's www.chrisflischer.com. Or email me, and you can call me at 508-517-0969. Thank you. And as always, be open to possibilities.